ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। यः समुत्पतितं देहे आकाशात् मन्युम् उल्बणम् आत्मजिज्ञासया यच्छेत् सः गुणान् अतिवर्तते। यः समुत्पतितं देह आकाशान् मन्युमुल्भनम् आत्मजिज्ञासया यच्छेत् सगुणान् अतिवर्तते। यः समुत्पतितं देह आकाशान् मन्युमुल्बणम् आत्मजिज्ञासया यच्छे सगुणान् अतिवर्तते। यः समुत्पतितं देह आकाशान्मन्युमुल्बणम् आत्मजिज्ञासया यच्छे सगुणानतिवर्तते। यः एनीवन हु समुत्पतितम् सडनली अवेकेंड देहे इन द बॉडी आकाशात् फ्रॉम द स्काई मन्युम एंगर उल्बणम पावरफुल आत्मजिज्ञासया बाय इंक्वायरिंग टू स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन। बोलिए बाय इंक्वायरी इनटू स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन आर सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन। यच्छेत सबड्यूस सहा दट पर्सन गुणान the modes of material nature. Ativartate transcends. Translation proposed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One who inquires into self-realization and thus subdues his powerful anger, which awakens suddenly in the body as if falling from the sky, transcends the influence of the modes of material nature. Purport. When one becomes angry, he forgets himself and his situation. But if one is able to consider his situation by knowledge, one transcends the influence of the modes of material nature. One is always a servant of lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, envy and so forth. But if one obtains sufficient strength in spiritual advancement, one can control them. One who obtains such control will always be transcendentally situated, untouched by the modes of mental nature. This is only possible when one fully engages in the service of the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitvaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the spiritual platform. By engaging one in devotional service, the Krishna consciousness movement keeps one always transcendental to anger, greed, lust, envy and so forth. One must perform devotional service because otherwise one will become victimized by the modes of material nature. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here, Moon God Soma is advising Prachetas not to become angry, because after completing their austerities and penances for many thousands of years, when they came out, the whole earth is filled with trees because there was no king. So they immediately became angry, and they started burning the and all the trees. So being the demigod of in controller of vegetation, Soma is very disturbed. Then he came down. Then he started advising Prachetas not to do that. So here he is saying the importance of controlling the anger. Right? Somebody says anger is one syllable of short of danger. D-A-N-G-E-R. So if you remove the D, it is anger. Right? So one should be very careful. So all these Prabhupada writes in the purport. One is always servant of lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, envy. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that lust, greed and anger, kaam, krodh, lobh, they are the three gateways to hell. Right? So in modern society they cultivate this. Newspapers, internet, everywhere they project the pictures of women, and they increase the lusty desires of people. When lust arises in the heart, when the lust is not satisfied, it turns into anger. Either way it is bad. If lust is satisfied, it turns into greed. So either way lust is very bad. So by coming under the influence of these three modes of nature, one becomes a victim of any of these things. Six enemies of lust, greed, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. So they are our real enemies, not some outside people. You know, for somebody who has conquered the mind and the senses, he is always peaceful and happy, and he has no enemies. Prahlad Maharaj, he never had any enemies. You know, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he never had any enemies. You know, Ajatashatru, he is known as Ajatashatru. Why? Because you may say, "Arey, Duryodhan was his enemy." But actually, Duryodhan was considering Yudhishthir Maharaj was my enemy. But Yudhishthir Maharaj never considered Duryodhan was my enemy. Now, one day, these two guys, Yudhishthir Maharaj and Duryodhan, they were given a test. Yudhishthir Maharaj was given a test. Entire Hastinapur, please find one crooked person. Right? And test was given to Duryodhan. Please find one saintly person in entire his Hastinapur. So both of them have failed. So Duryodhan could not find one saintly person because he is a crooked man. He is thinking everybody is a crooked. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is saying, he is a sajjan, saintly person. He could not find any crooked person. Everybody used to call Duryodhan, actually his name was Suyodhan. Suyodhan. Original name. Only one person used to call him Suyodhan. Everybody else used to call him Duryodhan. Because he's a greedy fellow. Vishnu, you know this verse? Dvavimau Purusho Mudho. You know this? Dvavimau Purusho Mudho. Duryodhana Dashanana. Gograham Vanabhangam Cha Drishtva Yuddham Punah Punah. Dvavimau Purusho Mudho. Duryodhana Dashanana. Gograham Vanabhangam Cha Drishtva Yuddham Punah Punah. Among human beings, there are two foolish people are there. Idiots. Who are they? One is Duryodhan, another is Dashanana. You know, Ravanasur. Why? Gograham Vanabhangam Cha. Duryodhan has seen with his own eyes during the time of Virat Yudh. Gograham, when the calves are stolen. So, of Virat Maharaj. And entire Kuru Sena, including Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, Ashwathama, Karna, everybody they came to attacking Virat Desh. So from another side, Susharma, he attacked. Right? So Virat Raj went with his Sena to defeat Susharma. Then next time, from the other side, all the Kuru Sena, they attacked. And they started stealing all the cows and calves. So, that time Arjuna was in the form of Brihannala. So, some story was there. And then Virat Maharaj's son, Uttar Kumar, he said, "What is there? Oh, it is my great fortune." Everybody was saying, "Who will fight now?" So Uttar Kumar was saying, "Dinge marne mein expert tha wo." So I am so fortunate. I got a chance to fight with Bhishma, Drona, Karna. Every warrior will look for this kind of opportunity. come. But my only problem is I don't have any Ratsarthi, chariot driver. So Draupadi indicated, "No, Brihannala used to drive the chariot of Arjuna. Why didn't you take him?" "Oh, to hijda hai uska." Nahin, aisa mat bolo. Don't say like that. You know, he's a great chariot driver. After Krishna, his name comes. Okay, what to do? My bad luck. I have to take, hijda. Like that. So they went. So as soon as Uttar Kumar saw the entire Kuru Sena, he became scared and then he started running. Brihannala said, "You just don't worry. You drive the chariot, I will take care." So one single person, Arjuna, he defeated entire Kuru Sena, including Bhishma and Drona. Right? Karna always, he was always proud. "Whenever I get a chance, I will defeat Arjuna, this, that." But Arjuna also became injured and left the battlefield. So Duryodhana saw this entire thing, one single person, you know, defeating his entire Kuru Sena. Still, you know, without realizing the prowess of Arjuna, still he went to the war. Why? Because he is so envious. He is so envious. So he has overcome by envy so much that he could not, you know, figure out. That's why Prabhupada writes, you know, by knowledge, one should discriminate what is good for me and what is bad for me. So even there, even otherwise, you know, still he went to the war. Then his entire Kuru dynasty got annihilated. In the same way, Hanuman, he is single Ashoka one. You know, Ashoka means, Shoka means sorrow. Ashoka means no sorrow. So this is, it is a favorite garden of Ravanasur. That's why he kept Sita, you know, in Ashoka one. Because if somebody sits in that Ashoka one, you don't feel the distress. But still, one person, Hanuman, he came and destroyed the entire Ashoka one, he burned the Lanka. So when he was arrested and brought to Ravanasur, he said, I am a small monkey in the army of monkeys. You know, there are more powerful monkeys than me. So still Ravanasur went to the war with Rama. Why? Why? Because he is very lusty. You know, Kamandha. He became Kamandha. Right? So like this, from the various, in the histories of Mahabharata, Ramayana, and all these Srimad Bhagavatam and all, we can always find even great personalities coming under the influence of lust, greed and anger and all. And destroying their own lives. You know, destroying their own lives. Like that. That is why Prabhupada is advising here. So why we come under the influence of all these things? Because by the influence of three modes of nature. So a devotee of Krishna means one who is free from these bonds of three modes of material nature. Once in the Himalayas, one sage was sitting and he was doing meditation. You know, one king came. You know, when king came, then he asked the sage, you know, what is the path to bondage and what is the path to liberation, right? Then the sage became very angry. You know, sage became very angry. You rascal, how dare you ask such questions to me? Why are you disturbing my meditation? Get lost. Like that he became very angry. And the king became very angry and he took out the sword. He said, how dare you talk to me? I am the king. I will kill you. The sage then smiled and said, this is the path to bondage. This is the path to bondage. Then immediately, oh, forgive me, you know, I should not become angry. You know, please, you know, like that he fell down at the feet. Then he begged forgiveness. Then he said, this is the path to liberation. Right? Like that. Once, Socrates, he was a philosopher. Right? He used to call all his friends and discuss philosophy. His wife used to chastise him. Tumko kuch kaam danda nahi kya? You don't have any work. All the time, you know, discuss philosophy. You know, who will bring the food? Who will do the household work? This, that. Like that, you know. She used to chastise him. So, in front of his friends, you know, she used to chastise. So, Socrates felt, you know, my friends will feel very bad. You know, what they will think. Then Socrates said, come, let us go to the park and discuss. Like that he took his friends and came out. So from the first floor, some water was falling on them. So he saw and his wife was pouring water from the bucket. So Socrates coolly told his friends, before it was thundering, now it is pouring. You know, so Socrates, they said, you know, he is very cool, you know, he is very cool under all circumstances, he is not disturbed. So then that's why Srila Prabhupada also said, he is a self-realized soul, right? He is self-realized soul because he is the king. He wanted to give poison because he told him, you change the philosophy, your philosophy. He didn't like Socrates' philosophy. Then he said, Socrates said, why should I change? You know, tomorrow another king will come and he will say, you change this philosophy. So I have to keep changing my philosophy or what? I won't change. So then he said, if you don't change, I'll give you poison and kill you. Then he said, if you can catch me, then only you can kill me, no? You can't kill me. No, I'll give you poison. Even if you give me poison, you can't kill me. So he gave him poison. So all his disciples, they were crying. Oh. Then Socrates said, why are you crying? Don't lament. Have you not heard from the scripture from the eastern part of the world, India? Na jayate mriyate va kadachin, nayam bhutva, na bhavita, na bhuyaha. Ajo nityaha shashvatoyam purano, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So, have you not heard? He can only kill the body. He cannot kill the soul. Right? I'll go somewhere else and take birth. So Srila Prabhupada said, Socrates, self-realized soul, he is not afraid of death. Like that. So, those of us who come under the, who are under the influence of three modes of nature, we become victims of lust, greed and anger. Whatever, envy and all. We become. Not those devotees who are actually become, who have become transcendental. You know, transcendental to these three modes of nature. So why do we come, why this, you know, even when the scientists also ask, why do we become angry? No, they say some chemicals are firing in the brain. Right? That is only a symptom. It is not the cause. Right? So when all these emotions, they come, we act like puppets. Right? Other day we saw the puppet show. Right? So they are all dancing and walking and all. But actually behind, there was one puppeteer pulling the strings. Right? In the same way, there is a picture, right? Durga Devi, you know, three modes of nature, you know, ropes. So we are bound. We are bound by these three ropes, you know, three gunas. You know, that is why we should actually overcome this. So why these three modes, they bind us? Because only when we become separate from God. Then only we... So like that, in various stages of our life, either we are in mode of goodness, or in mode of passion, or mode of ignorance. Like that, various stages. Like, you know, suppose somebody is sitting in the theater. Some people. So there is a fire. So those who are in mode of ignorance, they start shouting and howling and crying. You know? Those who are in mode of passion, they run here and there, try to bring water. Those who are in mode of goodness, they think, oh, they'll sit down and you know, think, oh, let me switch off the main switch so that the fire will not spread. So mode of goodness means calmness, happy. You know, mode of passion means all the time, working hard and for results. Mode of ignorance means eating meat, drinking alcohol, intoxication, sleep, no work, all the time, pessimism. This is mode of ignorance. Right? So, Prabhupada actually advised us, first we come to the Mode of Goodness platform. Just like when you want to go to the other city by aeroplane, you have to come to the runway first. So the aeroplane first, you know, moves for some time on the runway, then it takes off. In the same way, in order to go back home, back to Godhead, you know, first we have to come to the platform of mode of goodness, you know, and then go to the higher modes, like Vishuddha Sattva. So this, how to come to this Vishuddha Sattva, you know, Prabhupada quoted this, Mamchayo Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samati Tyaitan Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. Vyabhichar means? Vyabhichar means? Huh? Prostitute. Vyabhichar. Right? Opposite word of Vyabhichar is chaste. So, prostitute means a woman who is not satisfied with her husband and goes around with other men. That is called Vyabhichar. Chaste woman means a woman who never thinks of any other man, even in the mind also. That is called chaste woman. Right? So, avyabhicharena, mamchayo avyabhicharena. So, once Prabhupada was walking in New York or somewhere, then he saw there is an advertisement for unalloyed steel. Unalloyed steel. Right? So then he coined the word unalloyed devotion service. Unalloyed devotion service. So alloy is, the steel, iron ore comes and then they make it iron and then they burn it to a certain temperature, they make it steel. It's called stainless steel. So in that steel, to get some other properties, they add some alloys, nickel, ammonium, like that. You know, some other chemicals they add. It is called alloyed, alloyed. Right? So unalloyed steel. Like that. So when we are performing devotional service, other desires come into picture. Right? Labha, puja, pratishtha. Right? It's called pad. Right? Prabhupada and then some other pad. Prabhupada means taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, remaining at the lotus feet of the master. Right? So, but there is another pad. Pad means profit, adoration and distinction. Right? Bhakti pad, Vishnu pad. So, we should not become like that. You know, profit, adoration and distinction. So when, and then other material desires, when they come into picture, then it becomes alloyed devotion service. Alloyed. Then if it is alloyed devotional service, we cannot transcend three modes of nature. Right? So, Mamchayo Avyabhicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samati Tyaitan Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate. So, when we perform unalloyed devotional service, then we can actually transcend these three modes of nature and come onto the platform of Brahma, Brahman platform. You know? Brahman platform. Then actually, we can, transcend. So while performing devotional service, we face certain obstacles, you know, on the path of devotional service, right? So laya, vikshepa, apratipatti, kashaya, rasavada. So these are some obstacles that we face on the path of devotion service. Laya means feeling sleepy. Haribol. Feeling sleepy during the time of these three things. Right? Chanting, Bhagavat Shravan and Kirtan. So somebody is feeling sleepy during the chanting time, his disease is less. And if somebody is feeling sleepy during the Bhagavatam class, disease is little bit more aggravated. If somebody is sleeping during Kirtan, that means his disease is very acute. Right? So this, this what is the somebody in devotional devotee? If somebody is fixed in ruchi stage, ruchi, right? That means what is he is fixed in devotional service? What is the symptom of a person who is fixed in devotional service, who has developed the taste for devotional service? So Vishwanatha Thakur says that during these three activities, he will not fall asleep. Whatever, he may be awake whole night, but as soon as Bhagavatam class is there, his ears and eyes are wide open, because Krishna Katha is going on and he has so much taste for hearing Krishna Katha. He will not fall asleep, even though he has no excuse. Otherwise we feel, oh, I am very tired, I worked late in the night, all that stuff, right? We are falling asleep means, that is a symptom. Somebody, when I first read this, I thought, who will fall asleep during our ISKCON Kirtans? So many kartal and, all that stuff. But actually I have seen, 1996 when we went for Navadvip Parikrama, then all the parties, they meet in Yogpit. And there is a tumultuous kirtan. Right? Tumultuous kirtan. And I saw one devotee, he was sitting in the corner and soundly asleep. Then I said, oh, Shastra cannot be wrong, So, like that. So, we have first step, we have to overcome this laya stage. We should make some effort to not to fall asleep. Srila Prabhupada said, if you are feeling sleepy during chanting, you walk. Little bit. You stroll and walk. Walk and chant. Right? So if somebody is feeling sleepy in Bhagavatam class, one can stand. There is one devotee. My LM collection, friend. He would stand there near the big hundi, and one day we were giving class and so we heard a thud. He was sleeping and he fell down there. See, one day he told me, Prabhuji, while he used to drive the bus, Sankirtan bus, so he used to fall asleep while driving. So all the other devotees, Gaya. So one devotee used to sit near to him and then wake him up. So this is a very day. So we have to cultivate this habit of not falling asleep during Bhagavatam class and during chanting, right? Like that. Next thing that we face problem is vikshepa. Vikshepa means talking about materialistic things while during shravan or while chanting. Right? Sometimes Bhagavatam class goes on and then somebody brings up some mundane topic. Or we are chanting Hare Krishna. Have you heard, the devotee has done like that? Some gossip. Right? This is called vikshepa. Apratipatti means, when laya and vikshepa, means you are not falling asleep, but you are not talking any mundane things during chanting and hearing about Krishna. But still we don't feel taste for hearing Bhagavad Katha. I am not feeling asleep. I am not doing any mundane talks. But still I don't like to open Bhagavatam and read or hear Bhagavad Katha. Right? So that is called apratipatti. Kashaya, next is kashaya means displaying the some symptoms like anger, passion. Anger and greed and all that while doing devotional service. Rasavada means that the mind is attached to sense gratification so much that we are meditating on it all the time, even while chanting or while hearing. You know, we think about indulging in sense enjoyment. That is called rasavada. So, while performing devotion service, so Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he advises us that we should overcome all these five things. Laya, Vikshepa, Apratipatti, Kashaya and Rasavada. Right? So, for that, we have to develop certain qualities like Viveka. Viveka means discrimination. Discriminating between right and wrong and taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, Acharya, who will guide us like that. Another thing is Nirveda. Nirveda means after surrendering to this, after we surrender to Krishna and Prabhupada, then we repent for our past mistakes, for past sinful activities. Nirveda. So, then we promise that we will not commit any more sinful activities. Right? And then, Virakti. You know, Virakti means developing detachment and developing very great attachment to lotus feet of Krishna. So, like this, one has to perform devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. All these activities of chanting, hearing Bhagavad Katha, and doing. Prabhupada said, we always, Prabhupada always insisted on, you know, doing practical devotional service. You know, practical devotional service. Right? And one must concentrate. We should take up, that's why Prabhupada says, one should, especially brahmacharis, right? So, always be engaged in service, you know? We should not calculate how much temple is providing us, you know, facilities and all, right? Always, if you don't have, you know, your own designated service, you know, you should go to somebody else and ask, can I do this service? Because for brahmacharis to remain brahmachari throughout life, one has to engage his senses all the time. If somebody is free, even for a few, 1 or 2 hours also, then Maya will catch. Prabhupada says, you have to, either you have to be Krishna conscious or you have to be Maya conscious. Right? So that is why one should not think, if I am a life member preacher, that means I will do only life membership. Right? Or if I am a Sankirtan devotee, I will only do Sankirtan. If there is no Sankirtan seva, that means I will lie around, sleep, or do something else, or gossip. So all these are actually poison for a devotee. So one should always be engaged. You know, there is whole world is there. You know, we should preach. Right? That is why Srila Prabhupada advised. Once Burijan Prabhu was explaining that he was traveling from Paris to New York or somewhere within America. So one devotee advised Burijan Prabhu that whenever you are with Prabhupada, keep your consciousness very high, either by chanting or by praying. So he was actually thinking, a group of devotees are going with Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada, that Burijan Prabhu was thinking, I should not get my seat beside Prabhupada. You know, what I will do like that. So what he feared, it happened. So Burijan Prabhu was sitting in, got a seat next to Srila Prabhupada. So he remembered his friend's advice that, you know, keep your consciousness very high. So Burijan Prabhu was, started reciting all the prayers, Om Ajnana Timirandasya, Vandeham, you know, Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu, Queen Kunti's prayers, Brahma Samhita prayers. Then all the prayers are exhausted. Then he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada then later on commented to other devotees who are falling asleep. See, look at Burijan. You all should be like him. He is always chanting. You know, keep your consciousness very high. Right? So Prabhupada advised, why all the very previously devotees, shaven heads, sikhas and American white heads, and they would see, travel with Prabhupada. As soon as the airplane starts, Prabhupada, he would see all the devotees, dive bomber japa, So Prabhupada was surprised. Why? See, all these karmis are awake, only our devotees are asleep. So they should stay awake like that. It's mode of ignorance. Right? Like that, one more time, Jayananda Prabhu, he was a mechanical engineer, but he gave up that job and he became a taxi driver. He used to drive the taxi and then he used to maintain the San Francisco temple single-handedly at that time. So Jayananda Prabhu, later on Srila Prabhupada commented, well, Prabhupada, he used to drive around Prabhupada wherever he would go in his taxi. So later on Srila Prabhupada commented that, Jayananda Prabhu is a very nice devotee. Even while driving the taxi, he is always chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So when Srila Prabhupada was in New Jersey, the guest house, he was recuperating. That time Govindas Mataji, she was serving Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was very fond of pink roses. So she used to, there is a nearby garden, and she would tell, my grandfather is very sick, he likes fresh flowers, can I take? So she used to pluck the flowers from the garden, and then she used to. So one day Srila Prabhupada commented to Gaurasundar Prabhu, her husband, so Govindasi is a simple girl. Right? So Gaurasundar Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, what does that mean? Oh, even while plucking the flowers, she was always chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So this is if Prabhupada said, if you don't have any work also, you simply chant Hare Krishna. There is no harm. Like Dr. Keshavanand, he was giving lecture no other day, he was saying, chanting Hare Krishna is the greatest service. Like that. So, like that, Prabhupada advised us, always engage in the service of Krishna. In the deity worship, if you don't have any work, come and do some service. So much cleaning and aarti has to be done, so much service is there in the deity department. One should always, one can always come and ask for some service, can I do some service? Right? Instead of, whiling around, right? One day, one devotee, I'll close the lecture early because 9:15 Mahabhishek live telecast is there from Mayapur. We can all watch Panchatattva. For last time they are doing Mahabhishek. Once one devotee, an Indian devotee, his brother, he became Christian. He started abusing Hinduism, saying that what is this, they do idol worship, they offer food to idols, they have so many, they worship so many gods, like that. He started criticizing. So that has reached Prabhupada's ears. Somebody told, his brother was saying like that. At that time, Rukmini Dwarkadish, they were actually Prabhupada stayed there for some time in Los Angeles, for a long time. Then he established the worship, he established the standards and everything. And then he said, everybody should follow LA temple, New Dwarka temple. So Rukmini Dwarka, this temple, they used to worship very grandly and nicely decorate. Very famous temple it was at that time. So somebody sent a photograph of Rukmini Dwarkadish to Srila Prabhupada. Right? Then that cover was there, and then Prabhupada took that cover and removed that photograph of Rukmini Dwarkadish, looked at the photo very adoringly and put to his head. Then he commented, Let all these rascals say whatever they want. We have got the nicest God in the whole world. Let us worship Him and enjoy. Like that. So by engaging in all these activities, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, if we can overcome the three modes of nature, then you know we can go back and back to Godhead. Otherwise, again we have to take birth. Okay? Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions? Okay? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.